From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. As the number of COVID-19 cases continues to rise in South Florida, some might be wondering if there's enough room in local hospitals in the event of a surge in cases, as well as critically needed equipment like ventilators. And that's raising questions about rationing health care. WLRN's Sherry Lynn Cabrera spoke with Miami-based health law attorney Joseph Sampano about the medical ethics of making these decisions.
If a resource is unavailable to a physician or a hospital or a healthcare provider, should they be held negligent for an outcome? And I think at the end of the day that contextual circumstance would warrant not applying traditional negligence principles when you have hospitals and healthcare providers that are doing their best to keep us safe and engaged in what is a battle in circumstances that are very difficult. There should be respect not only by our policymakers but by our courts. Where people are risking their lives to save others, there should be a certain amount of deference to those healthcare providers and those facilities.
Can someone eventually sue the hospital or a doctor or a nurse?
It's not known in the sense that this is the first time this has ever happened. The issue of physician liability can contribute to rationing. Rationing happens every day in our country. Sometimes we understand that it's happening. Sometimes it's unintentional. In a state Medicaid program, there's an essential decision that's made about what's covered and what's not covered in a program. That is a macro level form of rationing. But then there's the concept of defensive medicine, where a physician may feel undertaking a particular activity in a particular setting may lead to their liability, and you get a defensive moment in the practice of medicine. That too is a contributor to rationing, because the result is that the person in effect is denied the service. Nobody wants to see negligence, but at the same time, in the middle of a crisis, the threat of unnecessary liability could contribute to shortage and rationing itself.
That was health law attorney Joseph Sampano speaking with WLRN's Sherry Lynn Cabrera. Florida Commissioner of Agriculture and Consumer Services Nikki Fried joined a video town hall for a COVID-19 update yesterday. WLRN asks what questions you had about the state's response to the coronavirus pandemic. Sarah Freda in Coral Gables sent us this question for Fried.
How will the state help Florida growers and producers redirect crops that were earmarked for restaurants, schools, theme parks, and the cruise industry and get them into homes instead so that food isn't wasted?
Fried answered a version of that very question.
All of our growers across the state are sending us all of the different commodities that they have available, when their expiration dates are. We are putting it onto a master spreadsheet.
Fried's office launched a new website this week. It connects consumers directly to local farmers who have excess crops during the coronavirus pandemic. That web portal is called Keep Florida Growing. Hotels in Florida that typically would be packed for spring break and the promise of summer have become ghost towns during the pandemic. Under the Safer at Home order issued by Governor Ron DeSantis about 2 weeks ago, Florida hotels are considered essential businesses. But with people not traveling, they're not seeing a lot of customers. Robin Miller is the CEO of the Tampa Bay Beaches Chamber of Commerce. She says that many hotels there have voluntarily closed because staying open is not cost effective. And when locations are closed, layoffs are inevitable.
Layoffs in hospitality and tourism, and I can speak wholeheartedly about the Pinellas County beaches, those layoffs started 4 weeks ago, and they've not stopped. There is not one business I know of, from Pasta Grill to Clearwater Beach, that has not laid off or furloughed people.
And South Florida hotels have, of course, also been hit hard by the shutdowns. According to the American Hotel and Lodging Association, dozens of hotels in Florida have been offering temporary housing for emergency and health care workers during the coronavirus pandemic. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.